Tito, it's our time to be landowners. No more excuses.
Yes, but what about land issues and fight and...
This one is litigation-free. Plus, you get a free architectural plan and bill of quantities to build.
Really? Where?
Devtrako Woodlands. It's a serene master plan gated city in Dawinya.
Yes, but will it be convenient for my family?
It's got everything. Fitness centers, swimming pools, parks, clubhouses, play areas, and it's just 15 minutes drive from the beach.
Yes, but...
Yato, what excuse again?
Oh, no more excuses. I just want to know how to get one.
Now we are talking.
Buy a litigation-free land today at Devtrako Woodlands. Visit our website at woodlands.devtrakogroup.com or call us on 0208-732-302.
Tonight's plan to claim majority in the House barely 2 months to the expiration of the 8th Parliament.
Why would you jump ship from a political party to independent and still want to keep your seat? We think that Honorable Haruna Idrisu's instrument should be supported by all, and we support it wholeheartedly.
We'll hear from the MPP shortly. This is Top Story, always brought to you by Telecel, connecting energies and holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Well, tonight, the National Democratic Congress is backing calls by former minority leader Haruna Idrisu for seat of 3 sitting majority MPs and 1 NDC MP who are running as independent candidate in the 2024 elections to be declared vacant barely 2 months to the expiration of the 8th Parliament. Former minority leader Haruna Idrisu gave the initial signal that the side will trigger the appropriate constitutional and standing order provision to declare seats of these 4 MPs vacant at a party rally over the weekend. Now, with Parliament currently constituted as 138 majority MPs and 137 minority MPs, this will surely mean the NDC will become the majority should they succeed in this effort. Listen to Haruna Idrisu speaking at the campaign event.
On Tuesday, the Parliament of Ghana will reconvene. And when it reconvenes, I am very certain that Parliament and Ghana will go through a major constitutional test. And that constitutional test is that the NDC minority must become the majority from Wednesday next week. And this must happen if there is constitutional and legal propriety in Ghana. Because any nuanced interpretation of Article 97 provides that if a member of parliament on a political party ticket like MPP defects and files to be independent, that MP ceases to be member of parliament. And if an independent member of parliament, by virtue of the provision of Article 97, subclause G, an independent joins a political party, that independent loses constitutional recognition and does not belong to parliament. And even if an NDC candidate, MP, defects to become an independent, he ceases to be a member of parliament. Therefore, we will invoke the Speaker's proper and true interpretation of Article 97 by our standing orders, which must mean that 3 MPP MPs no qualify to be members of parliament. And 1 NDC MP does not also qualify to be member of parliament. Therefore, the Speaker will be called upon on Tuesday to declare 4 parliamentary seats vacant and declare them as lacking constitutional recognition.
Well, as the country awaits how this will pan out in Parliament tomorrow, the National Democratic Congress is already backing the plan by the minority. Dr. Rashid Tanko Computer is the party's Deputy Director for Elections and Research.
The instrument to be introduced by our Member of Parliament, Honorable Haruna Idrisu, would make sense. And we think that he should go ahead with such introduction because why would you jump ship from a political party to independent and still want to keep your seat? We think that Honorable Haruna Idrisu instrument should be supported by all, and we support it wholeheartedly.
Well, so who are these four members of parliament who risk losing their seats? My colleague Kweku Asante joins me via phone with details. Kweku, who are these MPs who are likely to lose their seats if the speaker should rule in favour of, you know, the one who will be moving the motion?
Well, so we start with that one NDC MP who is caught in this process. That is Peter Yawkwache Akwa. He is the member of parliament for Amenti Central. And he lost the NDC's primaries early this year and has always indicated that he was going to run for independence. So he's one. Then there is Andrew Amakwesiama. He is the independent MP for Pamina. And we recall that he is a member of the New Patriotic Party, but decided to go for independence in 2020 and was expelled from parliament. He is the second on this list. The other two are currently sitting as NDC. That is Kweju Wafu Asante, who is the MP for Suhum, who is also seeking to run for independent parliamentary seat, and then Cynthia Morrison, MP for Aguna West. So two NDP MPs, one independent MP, and one NDC MP. And if this ruling goes in the favor of the minority led by Harry Bisu and the president exists in 2020, Andrew Amakwesiama, who was then an NDP MP, decided to run as an independent MP. His seat was declared vacant. Then Hawa Yakubu and a host of other precedents that was set in previous parliaments that the minority, we understand, is seeking to rely on to trigger these new provisions.
All right, now, we've been speaking to a constitutional lawyer and a lecturer at the UPSA Law School, Justice Abdullahi, who believes the constitutional provision is clear on this instance.
Every and any constitutional provision, indeed, is open to interpretation by the courts. Mm-hmm. And so, from our angle, yes, it is easy to say that from the clear readings of the provisions in reference, it appears to be clear until the circumstances yield to and ambiguous and multiple interpretations. But from the precedents that we've had in the past and the circumstances of this particular case, I think it would be difficult for anybody to argue an ambiguity into these interpretations of the provisions in reference as against the expulsion of the members of parliament in reference. I don't think that it will yield to any difficulties the speaker declaring them persona non grata in his parliament.
All right, so that's Justice Abdullahi there. Let's go back to Kweku and see if the line is a bit clearer now. Kweku, so with these members of parliament who are likely to lose their seat if they should go in favor of whoever will move the motion, have you heard from them? What are their reactions?
Get all these persons on the record to sort of give us an understanding of what exactly they make of this provision. The general sense we are getting is that these are persons who've already made up their mind that this is a cause they are chattering, and so they are not going to back down. In fact, some of them telling me that parliament is resuming tomorrow. They are not going to go to parliament. They are going to stay their constituencies and campaign and win their seats, and they do not care if their seats are declared vacant or not. Ultimately, they will be seeking to return to the ninth parliament, and they are going to win their seats. That is the most important thing for them, and that parliament is just about 3 weeks more to vacate. In fact, this last meeting of parliament is going to last not more than 4 weeks. Evidence that if they have felt for the last 4 weeks is not something of importance to them. And their biggest preoccupation now is to win their seats and return to parliament. It will be recalled that in 2021, Andrews of Makwesiama seat was declared vacant. He said something of the sort publicly and said that he was going to win the seat for the NPP. Indeed, eventually he won and caucused with the majority. That is the only reason why the NPP has majority in parliament as we speak. So all these other MPs whose seats are on the verge of being declared vacant, say, they do not care about that. If parliament is to go ahead with that, they are going to go ahead and campaign and ultimately retain the ninth parliament, which will start on the midnight of 7th January 2025.
All right, Kweku. Grateful to you. So that's my colleague Kweku Asante there with what we've been picking on this particular development. This is Top Story, always brought to you by Telecel and Holy Incense Spray and Quail. So we have the majority leader, Alexander Afenyo-Maki, on the line. Let's go to him. Leader, grateful to you for speaking to us here. Now, we understand that the party has reached a conclusion on this matter. What's the decision that has been taken? Okay, so we'll be speaking to Majority Leader shortly. But this is a developing story in which the, former minority leader in the House, Haruna Idrisu, is threatening to lead the House to move a motion to cause three majority MPs to lose their seat and another minority MP to lose their seat because they've all crossed carpet from where they used to be in Parliament. We'll get details shortly here on Top Story, always brought to you by Telecel and Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil. All right, so let's bring in Dr. Rashid Tanko Computer, who is Deputy National Director of Elections and IT of the NDC. Doc, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. Now, you've heard from your former minority leader, he wants to make this move. But you look at the time we have. I mean, is this a move that we should be concerned about by now, looking at the time left for this parliament to expire?
Let me say good evening to your cherished listeners. And let me add my voice to it that, look, the timing is right. It's a correct time, and we back the former minority leader stand on this. He should go ahead and move the motion, and strongly believe that the speaker will rule in favor of the motion. Because if you look at what is going, that is complete indiscipline. Indiscipline to the extent that you participated in all the party processes. That led to the election of another person as a parliamentary candidate for that constituency. So if you had won, were you expecting the other candidate to also go independent? I mean, you after that, even when we nullified, I'm talking of our party, when we nullified the election that elected the lady as our candidate for that the constituency, I'm talking of the Amenfi Central. We reopened nomination, and the standing sitting MP came and picked nomination papers to file to recontest again. He went through the process. Along the line, he had to withdraw. After we vetted him, in fact, I was part of the panel that vetted them. And then he honorably withdrew his nomination because we had issues with certain things, and he thought that, look, in order to allow a smooth running of the constituency, and also in order to allow peace to prevail in the constituency, it was prudent for him to withdraw, and he withdrew. And that allowed us to proceed with the process, and the lady was declared as having been re-elected again as our parliamentary candidate for Amenfi Central. I went there, and his people were there, almost all his guys were there, to support Joanna. So it came to us as a surprise when we heard that he went and filed as a parliamentary candidate as independent. That is indiscipline, gross indiscipline. And I think we support Honorable Haruna Idrisu to go ahead. This one will set a precedent, and we must make sure that people who have that kind of intention, time to come, you are a seated MP, and then you jump ship to go and contest as an independent candidate, you have no business being on the seat again. Because the party sponsored you, the party supported you to get to that seat. So if you jump ship, you are no more a member of the party. In fact, our constitution is even very clear on that matter. As soon as you cross carpet to other political party or independent, you cease to be a member of the party. That one is even enough. It's very clear in our constitution. So we don't joke with it.
So this is a decision backed by the national executive of your party that, I mean, this should happen for the man to lose his seat in parliament.
It's already grounded in our constitution. The party constitution is very clear about this, that anybody who goes independent is going against the dictates of the party. And this is a decision the party has taken long since. This is not a new thing. It's a long thing. Any time people who go independent and the party call on them to step aside and they refuse.
Okay, so that's we're still on with Dr. Rashid Tanko Computer. Yeah, Doc, so you're making a point when the line went bad a bit.
Hello, I'm saying that this is an issue that is grounded in our party constitution. And if you look at all success from 2000 all the way to the current one, anybody who goes independent, the general secretary will issue a letter or statement dismissing them from the party. you are against the party rules, because the party has elected its candidate and we are backing our candidate. We have 276 parliamentary candidates. We are backing all of them.
So
the leader of the party is going in for the presidency. That is His Excellency John Dramani Mahama. Anybody who goes contrary to this, you ceases to be a member of the party.
So has the General Secretary issued a letter in respect of Honorable Kwachi's stance?
Parents will preach, so you will see something like that, because we have given emissary to them, all those who have gone independent, to step aside. If failure to do this and they will continue to pursue their agenda to continue the independent path, they will be dismissed from the party.
So when parliament resumes tomorrow, is it minority leader who's doing this? Who have you charged to move this on your behalf?
Well, this is an initiative from a member of parliament. He is a former minority leader. This is an issue. It's not coming from the party side. It's not the party that is sponsoring this. He is a member of parliament. He has every right. He's a former minority leader. He's still a sitting member of parliament. And he's invoking the right constitutional instrument and to move a motion on that one. And so he has every right. He's a member of parliament. He's a sitting member of parliament. And he's even our current candidate for Tamale South. So he has every right to move a motion on that direction.
All right. Let me bring in Dr. Rashid Rahman. He is Executive Director of the Africa Center for Parliamentary Affairs.
Accra, a thriving West African city, embodies the pulse of Ghanaian hospitality and culture, creating unforgettable experiences that captivate the hearts of many, hosting over 100 international conferences and events annually. The city attracts millions of business travelers and tourists, generating significant demand for hotel rooms. This surge in demand presents a unique opportunity for investors to tap into the hospitality market, and DevTraco Plus is at the forefront of this opportunity. Introducing Hotel at the Address, the third and final tower of the Address, offering a range of luxurious units with impeccable finishing and top-of-the-line amenities. Managed by international hotel operators, this investment promises exceptional guest experiences, high occupancy rates, outstanding returns for investors, and long-term value appreciation. Own a hotel room at the Address, diversify your investment, and benefit from a shared income system whilst increasing potential returns.
Thank you, Doc, for joining us here. Now, if you look at the fact that we are left with some, it's barely 2 months to the general election, and if these people, the seat of these MPs are declared vacant, how should we handle a set that won't lead to a situation where their constituent will be without representation in parliament?
Yeah, so I think in the precedent that was set, I don't think the honourable member was actually expelled from parliament, because it was almost close to election, just similar to what we are seeing. So that is a matter that I believe the leaders of parliament would have to think through very carefully, because organizing a by-election just maybe a month before election, I don't know whether it makes any real sense. So that is one. Second, I might see this ended up with the courts. Maybe the party that is aggrieved, in this case the MPP, might run to the court, and as a court, as we've seen a few times in this eighth parliament, as a court to subject this matter to some interpretation, because already there have been different kind of readings of this 97G. So I might very well see a situation where they will run to the court, and then we know what would happen, because by the time the legal process runs its course, maybe we are into the December 7 elections.
Badok, isn't it instructive, because the provision says a member of parliament shall vacate his seat in parliament if he leaves the party of which he was a member at the time of his election to parliament to join another party or seek to remain in parliament as an independent member. Once the key word is shall, should there be any other different interpretation?
You know, I am not a lawyer. I'm a political scientist, and I have had lawyers, constitutional lawyers, I mean, faulting Right Honourable Speaker Okwe for that ruling that he made 4 years ago. So it's going to be very interesting. I mean, as you know, lawyers come up with all kinds of arguments, I mean, in order to defend their case or in order to make things that are clear, I mean, more murkier than I mean, the ordinary eye can see. So looking at the balance of power, looking at the numbers, I might indeed foresee a situation where, you know, this is not going to go down very easily. It will not be, the MPP is not going to take this, I mean just lying down. I can assure you of that. So I can see where, you know, arguments on the floor fail, maybe some kind of legal you know, interventions might be invoked in order to try to stall this from happening.
Okay. All right. Grateful, stay with me. Let me bring in Alexander Feo-Makin. He is the Honorable Majority Leader of the House. Grateful to you for joining us, Leader. Now, we do understand that the party has reached a conclusion on this particular matter. What's the decision the party has taken?
I don't understand the point you are making. Which party, with respect, please?
I mean, we got sources from the MPP when we wanted to get the reaction of the party, and we were made to understand that, well, the party has taken a decision, but they want the leader to rather be the one communicating it. And that's what we want to ask. What decision?
Oh, very well. Yeah. Very well. So the understanding is to find out whether this is the official position of the NDC. You know, Mr. Harun Idrisu is not the leader of the party in parliament.
Well,
neither is he the official spokesperson. Can I finish, please?
Okay.
Neither is he the official spokesperson of the NDC in parliament. I have tried to reach my colleague, Dr. Atu Forsen, on the position of the party in parliament regarding all these kind of brouhaha. We are hearing that tomorrow they are going to sit on our seat and all that. I think that I have to find out from him what they are planning, and then we can respond appropriately. I've not been able to reach him, and I'm sure tomorrow when I get hold of him, we'll be able to discuss matters. But for now, I think Mr. Idrisu is expressing his own opinion. Which opinion? I don't take away from him, but I'm not going to respond to it.
Okay.
I would engage Dr. Forsen on this matter.
We've spoken to the party just a while ago, and the party is fully backing that decision by Harun Idrisu to move the side to get these seats declared vacant.
I'm saying that we have a leader of their side. Allow me to engage their leader. Unless Harun Idrisu is now the de facto leader who is the spokesperson of the party. I know a bit of parliamentary politics. Let me deal with the leader. I don't know who you've spoken to in the NDC who is saying that Harun Idrisu is now the leader of NDC in parliament. I would want to engage their leader and get to know their position, and then MPP is always well prepared to deal with matters of law, and we won't shy away from that at all.
So what would be the level of engagement, as you say, between you and the leader on the other side?
Oh, leave that to me. Leave that to me, and then leave that to us. Whatever it is, would come out. And because you see, we have few months into the election. Our responsibility as leaders would be to avoid the unnecessary rant out the other side. No ranting, but ensure decorum in the House. Assist Mr. Speaker to administer what he's supposed to administer on the House floor. There are critical government business to be, you know, to be looked at, and committee work to be done. And that's what we have to do. But if you get into such plots, traps, then chaos all over the place, unnecessary noise. You know, we have practice at the Supreme Court. We don't talk law outside of the court. We talk law inside the court. So there's a difference between a person who discusses law and has not practiced law and a person who practices law and talks law. So that's a huge difference that has to be considered. So we will not be in a rush to be talking law. We'll talk law at the right time. So let me engage my colleague.
Okay.
You know, because as part of it, we want to also ensure that Speaker is engaged so that together we manage the House and all that. So let's see how it goes.
Well, once you said, I mean, you understand the law. We understand that there are moves at the Supreme Court to stop this. Has there been something like that?
I would want to engage my respected colleague, Dr. Fossum. That is the first stage. If he confirms that indeed it is their intention to act in a certain manner, would then respond, and the public will know our response as MPP. And I have told you that in MPP, including me as a leader of the party, we practice our law in court, and we have a track record for that. Those who are hearing them talking law have not practiced their law in court. That's the difference. So give it patience, give it time. Let's deal with it step by step.
Okay.
Our ultimate responsibility to the Ghanaian people is to ensure peace in the Chamber of Parliament. In this democracy, the only thing that sustains it is Parliament. So we have to be careful not to allow Parliament to break down. If Parliament breaks down, that is the end of Ghanaian democracy. And that is what we would protect as MPP. So for those who are planning and plotting chaos to create relevance, they must watch the space. For those who think that it is ranting and all that, that would help the cause of any sort of agenda, they should know that they will be harming the Ghanaian democracy. And I will encourage you, the media, to create the balance.
Okay.
And help to maintain order in the chamber.
Okay.
It's your responsibility to help us.
Mm. And now, if you confirm from your counterpart on the other side, and you understand there are moves like that, will there be move on your side to stop that motion from being laid?
You want me to be repeating myself. Permit me to rely on my earlier submission, because you are repeating your question, which question I've already answered. So I would want to assume that you want another way to get a new answer. Well, let me rely on the earlier answer I've given without more. Most respectfully, sir.
But your party's constitution also speaks against people who move from your party to declare themselves as independent candidate, doesn't it?
Our party constitution says what? I don't have it with me now. Please quote the relevant provision that you are relying on,
but
so we can discuss it.
In 2020, when Andres Yama moved from the MPP...
Wait.
When Andres Yama moved from the MPP to become independent...
You said our party constitution?
No.
I said I don't have my constitution with me
here. That is fair enough.
Quote the provision you are relying on.
That is fair enough. But when Andres Yama moved from the party to be independent...
So you are moved away from the party constitution?
I am not moving away, but I'm asking a question that your side... Once you have members on your side who are going independent, won't you move as you did in 2020?
What did we do in 2020?
Andres Yama's seat was declared vacant.
By who?
The Speaker.
Upon what motion? You said we did something. MPP did something.
Yeah, you were in the House, so you would have to tell me. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, but you are asking the question with respect. Let's have it. We started with a beautiful question. Lay your foundation well, and then we can have a beautiful conversation.
Okay.
So we don't make it confrontational.
Mm.
I don't believe in this approach. ask me the relevant question, anchor it on facts.
Mm.
You first said our constitution. I say, I don't have mine here. Tell me the provision. You moved away from there. Then he said, we did something.
I want to be educated. When a member on your side...
Please.
No, I just need education.
You said 2020, something happened.
I just need education.
So you are now coming with a new point.
No, I'm not coming with a new point. That's the same point.
What are you saying?
When a member on your side declares him or herself and indeed files to contest as independent at a constituency where you have a parliamentary candidate, what's the stance of your party?
I don't have my constitution with me now. I don't have it now. I will check the provisions and we can have a conversation on it later. Now, I don't have the constitution with me. If you have with you and in your studios, you could read the relevant provisions so we can have a conversation on it.
Okay. All right. We'll see how this one goes. Now, would want to get further education on this particular matter, but I'm grateful to you. We'll be watching how tomorrow goes, and then we'll come to you when they need be.
I'm equally grateful to you for the time spent on this interview. Thank you.
All right. Dr. Rashid Rahman is still with me. How should the speaker proceed on this matter?
I think the submissions of the majority leader are quite relevant. For me, what I picked from him is the fact that as leaders of this country, leaders of parliament, we have a responsibility to make sure that our democracy is stable. Everything is anchored around parliament, and the stable parliament is the stable our democracy. But again, going back to my earlier submission, I told you that I could see this matter ending up in the courts. And he has made it clear they practice their law in the courts. So he's being subjected to different interpretations. And we might end up in the court where someone would seek some clarity.
Okay.
And I believe by the time all that is said and done, this matter is dead on arrival.
Doc, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. This has been Top Story, always brought to you by Telcel and Holy Incense Spray and Coil. Coming up next is Newsnight. Kind of way.